It's like I can't hear myself, but like that's how my day goes.
You can't hear yourself talking.
Never.
But we hear you. We hear you loud and clear.
Good.
And we love listening to your opinions and your fanfic and your, you know, group sex endings or whatever you have for
people aren't tired of my shit yet. I thought they'd be like, dude, 2 years of Hanakawa, can you just shut the fuck up?
No, it's usually me that they're telling to shut up. Our most recent review was something along those lines of like, just stop, just because you can't have a podcast with me, you should. And I think it's interesting that people who hate our podcast so much apparently either listen or don't listen, take the time to go and leave reviews telling people how much they hate me. But we have listeners. Our stats show our listeners, and our listenership is going up. So
I say all feedback is valuable.
Yeah, sure.
And I thank everyone for their feedback, whether or not it's positive or negative. Thank you.
Thank you. If you do like us, though, you know, if you want to leave us a review, that's fine, too. We'll take it.
Yeah.
Whatever. We're here. Sorry, this is going to be a little bit late. As I posted, I've been dealing with a little bit of a mini MS flare. I've been dealing with a lot of pain this week. So things have been hard, but I'm feeling a little bit better. So able to do this and then get it produced, depending on how a life mate schedule for the next 12 hours. And so here's the exciting thing. As we record this, is Wednesday night on October 13th. My birthday is tomorrow. So yay. I become even more old than I already am.
Happy pre-birthday.
Thank you.
You get to add another ring on the tree.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And then Sunday is, God willing, my 6-year sober anniversary.
Aw, yay. I wish we had the digital.
Yeah. The sound. We got rid of all those sounds, remember? Welcome to the show. We have a lot of news that happened this week. A lot. Some stuff happened on the show. Exciting, not exciting, I don't know, but a lot of stuff happened off the show. So we're gonna talk about all of that as well. So what happened on the show was, okay, so Steven with a V confessed to Alina that he was out banging all the women in Utah.
He had the segs.
And my favorite scene was when she drank the wine and he was like, oh, you drank the wine? And he's like, she's like, you slept with the girls. It's like Mr. Pick and choose which tenets of the Book of Mormon he's going to follow. I can't with him. And there was a picture posted recently. So she's been posting pictures of herself in Greece. Mm-hmm. And somebody saw them in Greece.
Both in Greece.
Yeah, this came
confirming from, that they were probably still together.
Yeah. So this came from Reddit. And so it was a picture of the two of them and what appeared to be her mother as well. So like at a little like shop, like a side shop, a shop on the street, like one of those mm-hmm. little like carts or something. And it was the two of them along with her mom. And so it appears, unless she's posting later grams, you know, these are old pictures that she's just now posting, which we know is a tactic employed by.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Speaking of Libby, I posted about this. Libby's pregnant.
Allegedly.
It's about that time, you know, her kid is a couple years old and
it's about that time.
It's about that time
to renew up your contract. That too. Have another baby.
That'll ensure you have more seasons.
Yep.
A lot of people don't believe me because for whatever reason, that's fine. My source is pretty strong on this, but because when I posted this, the same like day, they Libby and Andre were posting videos of themselves in Moldova at a wedding, and it appeared that Libby was drinking. Now, I've got two things to say about this. One is that we don't actually see her imbibing the alcohol. We see her put it to her lips. We see her actually drinking a lot of water.
She's what are talking these about, fucking expensive words you just used?
What do you mean?
She's putting on a bib with the alcohol?
Imbibing. No, imbibing. Do you not know the word imbibe?
No.
I know this isn't a word just alcoholics know.
Sounds kind of kinky. Like, come on, explain it.
Drinking. No? Imbibing.
Okay. Yeah, drinking. All right. Fine. Not exciting. Anyways,
it's not that exciting. Not that exciting. Sorry. Expensive words. We see her put the wine to her lips, but then she's also drinking water, and she's talking about, oh, you know, drink water between wine and stuff, which is, you know, always good advice. We see her drinking the water. We see her putting the wine to her lips, not actually drinking it. So it's hard to say if she was actually, you know, consuming the alcohol and whatnot. But here's the other thing. She went to Moldova in August. So either they've been there for a really long time, several months, or they're just now posting these videos and pictures.
They're just now posting the videos and pictures.
Right. But a lot of people.
It's a tactic that celebrities use, because remember Kylie Jenner? Kylie? Yeah. It just announced her pregnancy, and she's well into her pregnancy, and she's been posting pictures of herself partying and skinny and out with the family,
right,
with no baby bump, and then poof, magically she's 7 months pregnant. So it's a tactic to have like footage and images stocked in case a rumor comes up, so they can, I mean, there's the flip side of them wanting to announce it when they're ready. Mm-hmm. Right, and make a big deal about it
versus having
someone else leaking it. Yeah, because then I could be a little distasteful,
which is questionable that I do, because this is not the only person whose pregnancy I've outed. So you know, and I understand the criticism of doing so. So I mean, I'm still probably going to, but
she's like, I'm still going to do it, but I understand.
But I understand the criticism. I do. I understand the people when people criticize me outing pregnancies. It's funny because when I out pregnancies of people like Libby, people are like, because people, you know, Libby's universally kind of hated, right? People are like, who cares, whatever, da 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 da. But when I out the pregnancy of somebody like Annie, which I did, her first pregnancy, people were on me and they came for me because they like Annie. And so they didn't want me, you know, if it's somebody that they like.
You can't go after a favorite.
Right. Exactly. So don't worry. I don't think, you know, Kenny or Armando are going to be showing a pregnancy baby bump anytime soon.
Never know. No one's going to have a bump. Maybe right, not
exactly. That's my point.
I think I pass anatomy, but
unless either of them are trans, and we don't know, but and they have a uterus, but to our knowledge,
diving deeper than I would.
I do not want to know if Kenny or Armando have a uterus. I'm going to assume that they do not based on their stories, but whatever. So yeah, anyway, if he's pregnant, those are old posts. I don't know the deal with weather, like why they're put wearing like, you know, heavy coats or whatever it is, winter wear that they're supposedly wearing. I don't know. I just know my source was pretty strong on all of this. So I'm going with that. And that's that. So back to the show. What else do we have?
We have Ari leaving.
Oh yeah. What do you think about this? About Ari leaving with the baby to go back home to have Avi surgery.
I think that it is probably a lot more simpler than it appeared. I think they really dramaed it up.
Okay.
I really do. And like Benny was sharing a, you know, please pray for my son kind of thing. But we've seen pictures of the kid older.
That's his other son.
What do you mean?
His other kid. He posts pictures of his other kid.
Oh man, I'm so confused then.
Well, I mean, I think anyway, because when he first came on the show, I went digging through his Instagram and he had a ton of pictures of his other kid who looks.
So the picture he just posted in his stories was his other kid.
It might have been if it was the older one.
No, I know what his kid looks like. I'll have to go back and look now. Damn it.
Oh, God. Okay.
Why do you do this to me?
I'm sorry.
I have too many Instagrams.
Okay, so this one he tagged Ariella and Binyam, but it's Avi can't be that big already. Is he?
Yes. The kid is huge. The kid is older. Like look at his Instagram page.
I am, but I'm wondering which pictures are of Avi and which pictures are of his other kid. Because I feel like Avi can't be that old now, but when was Avi born? I don't know. I'd have to like sit down and look. I'm going back to the beginning of his Instagram and it does not appear he has many pictures of, here's the other one, Simon Binyam. He posted pictures in Iowa with this kid. So he looks very much like Avi, and he posted another one November 2018 saying I love you Simon, miss you. He's doing the same thing he does with Avi where he holds the baby and like his hand like the baby standing up,
right?
So and he looks very similar. I mean he's a mixed baby, so there's
it's probably because I honestly didn't sit and look at his kids to tell the difference, but
yeah. I mean, if I put the two of them next to each other, obviously I'm going to be able to see differences.
Yeah. But Ari, their kid would probably be maybe two then. So yeah, you're right. He wouldn't be very old.
Wouldn't be going to school like this other kid. He wouldn't be going to school. Who looks like he's going to kindergarten.
He's definitely not a baby anymore.
And then there's a picture in May of 2019 where it's clearly not Avi. And there's comments about, oh no, he said, fight for your boy. And then he said, this is my nephew. So that's his nephew. And then there's a lot of, my love, I miss you, of kids that are clearly not Avi. And this one, he tagged Simon Binyam. So
he does both of them. And I don't know. I can't remember what day. Because they announced it like way after because, mm-hmm. of course, they were filming at the time.
Oh, yeah.
But I guess my point I was trying to make was that he's been sharing pictures of their son together after the age in which this hernia was discovered.
Right.
That was my main point.
Okay. Yes. So the point is that it's clear she came back with him.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I think that I agree. I agree with that. I mean, is he legitimately concerned that Ari's not going to come back? Possibly, you know, this is what happened.
And then concerned of not being able to be there at a time. Like what happens if the surgery didn't go well,
right?
And he didn't get to be there. He just gets a call. Hey, it didn't work. And then he's sitting there alone.
Right.
Not
being
crushed.
Able to be with his son while his son's having surgery.
Yeah, right. So it'd be like deja vu for him. So I wouldn't be happy either. It was kind of a down moment, even if it was drama'd up. It has to be. Like people see that as a negative when we say it, but I mean like I feel
it means
like
it wasn't as emotional, it wasn't as bad as the show made it seem.
Or it was, but it wasn't like the emotions we're assuming. We're assuming that he's thinking she won't come back with them when his emotion could have really just been, I'm worried about my kid and I wish I could go.
Right.
You know, right. But they play it out to make it seem like, you know, she has this nefarious, like, no, I'll be back. I promise. You know, like we have to be on pins and needles. Like she'll go back and she'll be like, you know what? I really like it here better. Cause that's what the next hurdle is going to be is I think I should just stay out here. Cause it's a lot safer and you know, blah, blah, blah. Uh-huh. And And my mom said he could have a better education out here. Come on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just reliving that story because it's relevant and it hits the spot. So
yeah, exactly.
I'm not pessimistic at all. I'm just,
yeah, we know she comes back. Sumit's mom moving in with Jenny and Sumit to test whether Jenny's going to be a good spouse. I call bullshit because mom has already made it very clear that she doesn't think Jenny would be a good spouse.
I know. It's like you have to live to see. Like,
so I say,
are you going to watch them in the bedroom to make sure that she is accommodating?
Is pleasing him?
Like, what the hell?
Yeah, I think this is like made up, producer made up stuff.
Well, what else are we going to do with them?
I know. I mean, we're already reliving the same storyline from their first season. So
yeah.
Anyway, that's all I have. That's all I have with them. Evelyn and Corey, this has been interesting because there's been some stuff on Instagram. They each posted on Instagram their versions of what happened, of what we didn't see. So the show shows Corey going to see Jenny and really ending it with her because he says he didn't really end it with her. And then he tells her all the dirty details of how in love with Evelyn he is, blah, blah, blah. Hurts her further, which I think the whole thing is ridiculous. It was unnecessary for him to do that to her, but whatever. And then he goes to Evelyn.
It could have been a text message.
Yeah, and he didn't need to go into all the details. It could have just been, I was a shitbag, sorry. You know? Like, it didn't need to go in the details and hurt her further.
Exactly.
And then he goes and tells Evelyn all the dirty details about his relationship with Jenny. Which I mean, there's controversy about whether that should happen also, right? You know, I should tell her the truth. She deserves the whole truth, blah, blah, blah. But does she, if it's going to hurt her further, you know? So there's that. And each of them posted on Instagram their version of it. And I guess Evelyn's concern is that she is portrayed and people talk about her as being this evil cold bitch, and she's like, you know what, I'm not. You know, so I don't know.
Well, we don't have any other way to look at her because the way that the show has made or portrayed her is not nice, mean towards Corey, kind of a bitch. Mm-hmm. Doesn't wear the ring,
right?
Tells him he needs a six pack, tell him he's not good enough. Mm-hmm. I mean, right. The show right. didn't do her justice. So if she's like tired of people in real life thinking she's really like that, it's kind of a symptom of being on the show, is you're going to be seen by the public, how the public sees you on the mm-hmm. show.
Right.
Not how they see you in your personal life, because no one sees that.
Right. Right.
Which is why I always scream, you know, have a little bit of common sense to know that a lot of this stuff is not real.
Yeah.
Like don't chew it up 100%. Like, you know what I mean? Like, some stuff is real. I think they work off those stories, but then I think they also implant and exaggerate a lot of stuff. And I think they made Evelyn this like really prissy bitch who wants the best. And it just kind of stuck throughout the seasons.
Yeah.
And now they're trying to turn it around to make Corey look like he's the bad guy. And she's like the forgiving wife. And you can't flip the script on people like that.
Yeah,
especially people who have Instagram and have seen all the other bullshit that's gone on and drama and all that stuff. It really confusing, and people are going to draw their own conclusions.
Yeah. And Corey
and just saying there's the truth out there and I wish I could tell you, doesn't make people go, oh, I guess you're a good person. Let me stop thinking bad.
They're still going to view you how that you were portrayed. Which, like, you know, Corey comes on Instagram and is like, oh, yeah, you know, don't be all feeling sorry for Jenny, blah, 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 which whatever. He like throws her under the bus more. But then it was like, and Evelyn is actually a very loving, caring person. And I love her with everything that I am. And, you know, this whole thing about how much they love each other. And it's like, okay, but you know, we also saw your wedding, like you posted that on Instagram when you got married, and that was like, I had secondhand embarrassment watching it. It was so cringeworthy how awkward you guys were together. Like, clearly you're, like what we've seen, you're not crazy in love. So I mean, you can say, scream from the rooftops that, oh, when the cameras aren't there, you guys are this loving relationship, but you know, no one's like you said, we're going to believe what we want to believe that we've seen. So drama. They're so boring to me anyway. Like, I feel like whatever. I don't even care. I find it really difficult to care about them.
Each couple has a timer on it, and I'm tired of watching them, and not in a way that I don't like them. It's just kind of like when you watch any series, you like want something new. Mm-hmm. You know, you like the Housewives does a really good job at it, where they're always adding new wives into the mix and kind of filtering some out.
Changing.
We don't do that in 90 Day. Like, we add two new crazy couples, and then they either stay for eternity or we don't hear from them again.
Right. Right.
And they go off to Instagram and 90 Day Diary Land. And then we don't hear about them again.
Right.
And then there's the staple couples that we just get too much of, that I'm like, you should naturally let their story just stop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, Corey and Evelyn could have done their "Where Are They Now?" and we could have been fucking done with them.
then that's it. Yeah.
Now they're trying to squeeze blood from a fucking stone.
Have
a wedding. And I don't understand.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of weddings and bloods from stones, did you see that Juliana?
Yes.
And Michael are now donezo officially.
It was like 2 years to the day, which means she's been in the country long enough, she can get her green card.
Well, do you remember when I had mentioned she had posted in her stories how she was in the hospital? She was sick or whatever. And she was talking about how the hospital treats her better than her family does.
Oh, yeah. That was a while ago.
Remember? Yeah. And I was saying, I kind of feel like there's trouble in paradise. And then I was saying how Sarah and them don't share their goofy stories anymore. They're right. Not besties.
And was it Nazo, you that was making...
And Sarah just like disappeared.
Yeah. Were you saying that all she did was post pictures or videos of her cleaning the house like a maid?
She was always doing that. That
and
was
in
her story.
In her Instagram post of talking about the separation, she said that. She said she felt like a maid and not part of the family.
Yeah, because all she was doing was mopping. And maybe if that was her choice, like she wanted a clean house, and so she felt she needed to do that as like a housewife. Mm-hmm. But when she would post stories, it was always her like singing and dancing in the house, and she was mopping and cleaning.
By herself.
Or cooking by herself. And that was it.
Cinderella.
Yeah, but that cute like family dynamic that was like, you know, suggested some kind of like bizarre Connecticut polyamory story.
Right.
Disappeared after like the first year. And nobody come after me. I enjoy polyamory. I think it's a fascinating lifestyle. Mm-hmm. But it just seemed really bizarre that all of a sudden that dynamic seemed to disappear from the public light. Like, they weren't doing their goofy ass band lives and shit like that.
Band lives.
You remember that?
Yes, like, I do. And I
all
remember
in a
them,
band, and they were happy and playing, drunk and doing makeovers and
playing board games together at the beginning of the pandemic and all this stuff. Yeah. So he posted this big long thing saying, you know, our marriage is a casualty of COVID. And, you know, I didn't treat you the way you needed to be treated or whatever. And you went off and you found somebody else, and that's great. Da, 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 da. And she's like, yeah, don't make it something it's not. You were kind of a dick, and I'm happy, but it's not about somebody else. It's about me finding who I am, which hopefully that's true.
Well, they're both are going to make their statements, right? And there's that sandwich in between. His almost came off a little passive aggressive to me.
Really?
A little bit. I don't know. Like, use the whole anniversary to, you know, happy anniversary. You left me.
And she said that she's dating somebody else, which kind of confirms what she had cryptically posted about, that
everyone's going to be upset, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So maybe
I'm like, I'm not upset. People fucking divorce. And then the success rate for your guys' marriage wasn't very high.
No.
Like, we all kind of fucking called it.
Yeah. I got a DM from someone I had longtime conversations with and have known for several years on Instagram. And she sent me a message going with that story going, oh my God, you were right. 2 years. So I must have said something back in the day about them.
You did something where we'd have to go back and find it. accurately, but you did kind of give them 2 years.
The, or you they, get, they you were going to be together until, for 2 years.
Until she was eligible for a green card, is exactly. What you had said.
Exactly.
And most people were like, that's wrong, because I'm pretty sure it's not what she was here for. But, but
that's what it worked out.
I thought that perhaps if that were the case, because they did seem to love each other, but at first it was almost like he had the sentiment of I'm rescuing her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right? Absolutely.
Like, but I think she was happy in England though. Like she wasn't.
Didn't need saving.
She didn't need saving. So that's why I kind of went back to like, okay, maybe it's the real deal, because she wasn't like some in some impoverished country suffering, mm-hmm. you know, right. She may have bought a car. On a credit card, which I really think she low-key did that shit on purpose. She knew what she was doing.
She's smart. She ain't dumb.
She's like, oh, he's gonna break up with me, I'm buying a Beamer. But all's fair in love is war, love and war and whatever.
I wonder if she's gonna post pictures or videos and start doing that with
she
her
might.
New man. Her new she man, might. No.
I mean, no? She might feel free to do it.
I mean, now that everybody like, knows that they've split,
he will have some other person hanging on him. Who knows? Maybe he'll get back with Sarah.
Sarah's married to the white rapper.
And?
Oh, that's true. Who cares? Like, it doesn't.
You remember
matter.
What I was talking about with the whole group sex thing?
Right.
That's where all of the storylines end.
Let's see. And let's see what else happened on the show. Oh, the good news is Kenny and Armando found out in Mexico, wherever they're at in Mexico. Now is open to gay marriage. So they were able to get their marriage license. So that's
fucking good. Finally. Yeah.
I know. They're ahead
that
of
good
a,
news.
That's yeah, that's ahead of a lot of people, which is nice.
I can imagine like you see us legalize, and the first thing I would do is just go fucking get married.
Right.
Like
I don't even identify as being you know, lesbian or bisexual, but I'd go marry another woman just because we could.
I would like be on it. Like I did it. Before you change your mind.
Right. A lot of people
before you change your mind, I did it.
I think a lot of people did that.
Yes, because they weren't sure if they were going to like...
How long like, it was going to last.
Or yeah, our new election would go back and change things. Like, right? Oh no, I'm getting married right? today.
Yeah. And I know California had some issues because Proposition 8 was a proposition to ban gay marriage, basically. After it was legalized or something like that. So there was a lot of people that went and got married before that election, just in case that was voted in and whatnot. And then it was, of course, so the Supreme Court made it, you know, legal. So it was a federal thing now. And so, yeah. So that's good news. I mean, we saw them get married. So, you know, hopefully, you know, which could be a legal wedding. It could not be, you know, it could be just a wedding. Doesn't necessarily mean they got married legally, but it's nice to know that, that it probably was legal.
Well, and the wedding can be separate from the legal stuff, right? Like anyone can have a wedding, but you can't legally claim yourself as married.
Unless you do the yeah.
Right. Because the wedding isn't what makes the marriage. It's signing a fucking piece of paper with somebody watching you. Honestly.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
With
the contract.
With your ex-wife as the officiant.
Oh, that's how we knew the marriage was doomed. Right.
Who I has thought that was going to give it hope. I was like, that's freaking cool. They're all drunk and don't know what the hell they're doing. They got drunk off the fame. I think they all thought they were going to be superstars.
Yeah, maybe.
And then they got put on the 90-day trailer and they were like, oh, this is what it's like.
Yeah.
This is what happens after the tell all, like no one's liking your stories anymore. And it's it's not even being mean. It's just statistically what happens. They're all like gobbling to the next person.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't think they were interested in doing more like happily ever after stuff. I think Michael posted a bunch of stuff towards the end, was that were not, that he wasn't real happy with how some stuff was portrayed and how they edited certain things out.
Yeah, but then sentences. He shut up real quickly because I think he was like, something else is coming up and maybe they were being considered for a show and didn't get it.
Oh,
because okay. Remember, he like really stopped talking about everything and was.
I don't remember because I didn't really care to follow him, I think, at that point. I was like, okay, your season's done. I'm over. Although I do apparently still follow him and Juliana.
Yeah, I'm the forensics crew. Like I look at everyone's activities after they're on the show because I think it's more interesting to see the stuff that they do to stay in the limelight versus what the new people are doing to stumble into it.
I do think it's fascinating. I've also gone on, I went on a deep dive recently into Facebook because I was trying to find stuff about Ellie and Victor.
Mm-hmm.
And she's of the age where I think she would be more active on Facebook. She, you know, cause like that's Gen X people, right? That's where we go. We don't go to Snapchat. We don't go to Instagram. Although I'm on Instagram as Frauded, but that's not my primary social media, right? Like I do Facebook a lot. And so, because I am of a certain age, I'm turning 47 tomorrow, you guys. And so she's of that age group, I think, that would be on Facebook. So I was trying to find like her friends, especially her best friend, and all this stuff to see if there was wedding pictures, to see if I could find pictures of them together. But I couldn't find either one of them on Facebook, which if you guys can, let me know. But I was like doing that deep dive that we do, you know, when we get into Facebook and find like cousins and
Get a little too deep.
Yeah.
Step back.
Yeah. And then I was like, it was one night when I couldn't sleep. You know, I was laying in bed and I think I don't know what I had on the TV, but I was laying in bed. I couldn't sleep. So I was like diving into Facebook and it was on my phone. And it's easier to do those kinds of deep dives, like on my computer, because it's easier to see everything and see the connected people and their check-ins and all of those random stuff. That's part of what was my evidence about when Tim and Jennifer went to Colombia or went to Mexico, when we found out that whole season was sort of faked, when they had actually met in Mexico prior to their season in Colombia.
Mm-hmm.
And some of that evidence was his Facebook stuff, like check-ins and some deep dive stuff in that. Speaking of them, Jennifer and Jesse are showing as being on The Single Life, but they're together as a couple now. So how interested are we?
I don't trust anyone that's with Jesse.
I don't trust Jesse.
I don't trust Jesse.
Doesn't he post some of this stuff sometimes to make it seem like
I don't follow him because I think he is like Tom, where they try to like make it look like they're doing some uber important stuff and they're just
when they're
like,
not.
They're not.
He apparently said something about it on Bears All, which I didn't watch, but I question it because he's posted pictures of him with like Maria, like of Caesar Maria.
Everybody. He's like the freaking what are those catfish? They're not catfish, they're those sucker fish that eat the algae in the tank.
Oh my God. I don't know what those
are. What I'm talking about?
No.
They're like the fish that are always sucking the glass.
Oh my God. I don't know.
That's Jesse. And he just like goes and filter feeds off the women that the main characters couldn't get.
Oh my God.
So Maria.
Plecostomus.
No, it's like
I'm looking it up.
They're called algae sucker eater fish. Yeah, sucker fish.
Algae eater, also called an algivore, is a common name for many bottom dwelling or algae eating species that feed on algae.
They're
algae
part of the catfish family.
They're important for the fish keeping hobby, and many are commonly kept by hobbyists.
Yeah, you always have to have one in your tank.
They're bottom feeders.
It keeps like everything looking clean. So I'm not trying to call him a bottom feeder because the people that he's going with are not trash, but he seems to levitate towards people, I think, that are going to make people's eyes kind of look like when he went after Maria, it was still like she was like
the season wasn't even coffee.
Yeah, the season wasn't even cold, and somehow he was kind of like, look, I was able to meet and see her and you couldn't, you know. It kind of felt, it kind of felt shitty. And like with Jennifer, I'm like, her and what's his face faked a season for popularity, so I honestly don't believe whatever she's doing.
Right.
You're like, she was trying to say that she was with Diplo at one point. I'm like, no.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Remember?
Right. No. Right. She was posting stuff. I remember people were sending me messages and asking me, is she with Diplo? Is she with really? You think so? I mean, just because she's posting pictures with somebody doesn't mean they're like together in that regard, right?
Right. So Jesse just likes to
bottom feed.
Except for I just want to clarify though, what he's feeding on is not. I'm not saying Jennifer is algae, but he just like clings on to, I don't know. He clings on to weird stuff to keep himself in the limelight.
It is interesting that, you know, like you said, Maria and then Jennifer, like these hot, good looking women that didn't make it with their Caesars of the world, right?
Like, I'm surprised he didn't try and get with Lana.
Oh, yeah. Right.
I haven't checked in with David recently.
Yeah, well, I haven't seen
what
much.
Is he doing?
What is he doing? I don't know.
I don't know. He's probably in Vegas still. I don't know. But
his cat. I hope his cat's okay.
Conversation is degraded so much. Talking about catfish and bottom feeder. And I'm like, please don't think I'm calling Jennifer algae.
But Jesse is kind of a bottom feeder.
He's just the glass sucker.
Like, I mean, the reaction.
He just wants to be seen. So he's sucking the glass in front of all the other fish you really want to look at.
Oh my God, that's such a great analogy.
Hey, fraudcasters. Everyone knows that finding the perfect t-shirt can be such a challenge. I know I've always had problems with it, whether it was the fit or the quality. Luckily, the perfect t-shirt does exist, and you can find it at Skims, the maker of my perfect t-shirt bra. Now I have the perfect t-shirt to go with that bra. From either crop silhouettes to long sleeve layering tees, there's a style for everyone. My cotton jersey t-shirt is now a wardrobe staple for me. I reach for it almost every day, and the fit is so perfect because it snatches me right in at the waist. I've washed it a million times, and it's held its shape really well. It fits like a dream. I absolutely love it. And honestly, you guys, I thought, like, okay, this shirt is going to be too small for me, and it's not going to fit right, and all the bulges are going to show. But it doesn't at all. I put it on and it magically stretches to fit me perfectly, and it holds all those bulges in. Every little but last bulge that I have is all held in, and it looks fantastic. I absolutely love it, and it is super, super comfortable, and it is one of my new favorite t-shirts. You can shop the Skims t-shirt collection at skims.com, now available in sizes extra, extra small up to 4X. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know that we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu.
The people's reactions to when they announce the cast of A Single Life, like, of course, everyone's like, why are they putting Big Ed on? He's a predator, blah, 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 blah. Nobody likes him. And that I do think that that's problematic, but
unfortunately, until TLC gets smacked in the head with something like
Jeffrey,
a court case that actually says the person's guilty.
Yeah. So that would be Jeffrey Pichelle. So I was asked multiple times, this happened, I guess, I don't know, like a week or so ago, he had his trial, trigger warning, domestic violence, talk of assault. And I did some lives and I recapped some of it. But people asked if I was going to do it on the podcast. So, I said I would. He had a 2-day trial. For background, he had multiple charges against him by multiple women, multiple ex-wives or fiancés or ex-girlfriends, multiple charges. This particular one, this was one of his many charges. This is filed by a woman named Kristen, who was his ex-fiance. So he was dating multiple women at the same time he was dating Varya. So all of this was happening at the same time as he was courting Varya. Okay. This woman, Kristen, who was his ex-fiance, he had been alleged to have beat her senseless, basically grabbed her hair, dragged her across the room into another room really, really badly. Like, this beating was really bad. And so this was the allegations against him. And he had gone on this like apology tour, but except he wasn't apologizing. He was like trying to plead his case in the 90-day blogger sphere, right? He was posting YouTube videos. He was going to any blogger that would listen to him. I mean, I know he was in my DMs and I didn't care because I was like, I'm not going to try your case here. Like,
Well, it was in phases with him, right? Mm-hmm, right? So when it first came out and people were posting things, he went after the IG pages that had a pretty good following or anyone that, like,
yeah,
let him be in the inbox, trying to distribute the court case details. And he was trying to push out exactly what he knew would make him look, I guess,
better.
I don't know. I read his one narrative of them, and yeah, it didn't really clarify anything that happened. It was like, mm-hmm, redacted bullshit about events that he was alleging as the defendant or whatever,
right? Oh, his court documents of various,
yeah,
things.
But yeah, he was so quick to like get it out to get leaked, mm-hmm, and it just felt stinky, so I said,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, same. And then I remember I actually went back recently and I read it because I hadn't really read it the first time because at the time I didn't care what his side of the story was. I had made the decision that I wasn't going to cover his stuff because of the allegations being what they were and being one-sided and all this stuff. Like, the evidence was like, I'm not there to put out the evidence. That wasn't my role. I didn't want to be in that role. And then like he got Instagram page shut down for their reporting,
just
on the
reporting on it. Mm-hmm. It wasn't even
slanted or anything.
It was just, these are the facts. This is this, that is that. And
yeah,
That was a surprising one. And he went on a tour and threatened people. I was, mm-hmm, one of them, mm-hmm, saying, I'm going to get your page shut down and this and that for posting. I actually posted a story about Mary and was one of my, right, don't swipe up on the bullshit, mm-hmm, posts. And this is why I stopped doing them, is because he went on this like huge tirade about suing for using an image that wasn't mine or something like that.
Right.
And I was like, if you read it, it was really clearing the bullshit that was being told about Mary. Like, it wasn't, yeah, even bad. So I wasn't sure why he was so crazy about it. But I did hide it. And then I just ended up blocking him because he just wouldn't shut up. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. And so he reached out to me and like decided to spill his story. It was this whole thing about, oh, are you going to, I don't want you to screenshot and share. I'm like, I won't share. He's like, what about screenshotting? I'm like, I'm going to screenshot. These are my terms. If you want to tell me your shit, you can tell me your shit, but these are my terms. I might screenshot it, but I will agree not to share them. And, you know, I'll stand by that. I'll still stand by that. But he was trying to tell me his side of the story, and he was trying to claim, and a lot of it was stuff that he claimed on, in the trial, you know, that these people were lying and da 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 da. But he was, you know, trying to defend the multiple cases. So to get back to this one with Kristen, so he had been alleged to have, you know, beat her up and all the this, you know, related stuff about like grabbing her and dragging her by the hair and stuff like this. That, due to COVID, had been delayed and delayed and delayed, and it finally went to trial last week. And it was a 2-day trial, and like he and her were like the only witnesses. And so the state put on her first, and she told her side of the story, and they shared pictures, and it was horrific. I'm not going to post the pictures. If you want to see them, Sarcasm has them in one of their things. Not it, like, they're behind, you have to swipe to see them. So it's not like you're going to be surprised by them, but I would trigger warning you on those because they are horrific. And so she tells her side of the story. And then he testifies in his own defense, and he gets up there and he tries to tell the story that these were self-inflicted, that she fell into a door or threw herself into a door. His story kept changing. I really liked the cross-examination of him by the state. I know the court TV commentators were not liking her. I liked it. I liked what she was doing. She was impeaching him. They were like, he should go after the picture. She should do this. What she was doing at the beginning of her cross-examination was she was bringing up these different YouTube videos and different depositions he'd given in other cases where he talked about this one, where he had passed inconsistent statements that were inconsistent with what he had testified to now. So she was using those prior inconsistent statements to impeach him. And what that means is just show that he's a liar, and it allows the jury to not believe what he said. So she was impeaching him on multiple things. Like, you said this happened. Well, you also had this YouTube video where you said this happened. And then you had this deposition where you said this happened. So she was going after that stuff, showing that he's a liar, because this is, he said, she said, you have to believe one or the two of them. And she was giving, specific evidentiary facts that showed why you shouldn't believe what he's telling you. And I liked it. That's what she was doing. And then she put Kristen back up as a rebuttal witness. And on rebuttal, what that is you're refuting any specific things that were brought up during the cross-examination or during the testimony there. You can't bring up new stuff because as the state, you present your case first. And so that's where you present all of your stuff. You can't bring up new stuff there. You can only refute specific stuff that was already, that was testified to on the defense side. So what they did is on the defense side, they had put up all these text messages that Jeffrey was claiming showed that she wasn't afraid of him and that she was in love with him and all this stuff. And it was all these text messages that he claimed he didn't respond to. They were just from her, basically like trying to show that, she was still in love with him and wanted to come see him and all of this stuff. They put her up on the stand afterwards to say she didn't send those text messages. And she also testified that she submitted her phone and everything for a forensic examination. And they could not find any evidence of these text messages sent from her phone in the cloud, any of this kind of thing. So, she was saying, no, I didn't send those text messages. And no, his story about what happened is not the right story. So that was what happened at trial. The jury was out like an hour and a half, and they came back and it was guilty on all charges. And the charges were what they called is aggravated kidnapping, which isn't necessarily taking somebody from like one location to another, although, it can be. It's like restraining somebody and moving them against their will. It can include moving you just from one room to the other. So they did aggravated kidnapping with him because he had moved her from one room to the other. Also the domestic violence charge, and then for beating her, and then also interference with a 911 call because she was trying to call the police. She was trying to call 911 and he took her phone and broke it and deleted a bunch of stuff. So that was that. People talk about, it should have been a mistrial, Briefly, what that was about was when she was on rebuttal, she was talking about how he had taken her phone and deleted a bunch of stuff. And the prosecutor was asking her, what kind of stuff was deleted? And she said, I don't know if I can say this, but I had pictures of past times where he had beat me, of myself. I had pictures of injuries. They immediately stopped the trial. They moved the jury out. And the reason for that is because you can't bring up, it's an evidentiary rule that you can't bring up what they call prior bad acts. And unless it's under specific circumstances, none of which were present here. And it's the concept of like, you can't say, just because you stole from a store once doesn't mean you're always stealing from a store, or once a cheater, always a cheater, these kinds of things. And so she couldn't bring that up, this allegation that he'd beat her prior. So I'm sure that will be an issue on appeal, you know, when he appeals. But he was taken immediately to jail. Mary was in the courtroom. He allegedly took off what everybody thought was a wedding ring, but I've later seen that it was probably a fidget ring for him to like fidget with, instead of fidgeting with a pen that he was doing the first day, that he's fidgeting with the ring. That, but we don't know for sure, but we do know that Mary was in the courtroom. Varya has since shut her Instagram off. And we know that Natalie posted some Instagram page, something in support of Jeffrey, which was interesting. Jeffrey's in jail. His sentencing will be December 3rd, and he's looking at him like somewhere in range of like 8 to 20 years or 8 to 30 years, something like that, because he does have the multiple charges. Because one of the charges is aggravated kidnapping, that's not able to be what they call like proratable, which or probated, something like that. I don't know what the exact language the state of Tennessee uses. But you know how like you can get out of jail on good behavior and you can get good days and stuff like that, and it cuts your sentence. That's not allowed with this particular charge. So he will do whatever, like whatever he gets sentenced to. And I think that's one is the minimum is 8 years. So he will do that in it, whatever he gets sentenced to in its entirety. And then, you know, he's got the multiple charges, plus he has prior felonies. Granted, those felonies are not related at all in the crimes. Those were like drug mule, you know, drug trafficking charges, and they were a long time ago, but he does have them and they're felonies. So those, like, he points up, right? So he, that increases his sentence now. So we don't know what his sentence will be, but we know that we're what we're looking at for the minimum. And that will be December 3rd. So, okay. If you guys have more questions on that, let me know. Post it in the comments below this post when I repost this, and I'll see if maybe I'll do try to do another live or something and address those questions to the best I can. I've also made contact with somebody who works in the criminal court system and has for a long time in a position that allows them to know and understand a lot of the procedure and a lot of things that happen in a courtroom. I do not practice criminal law, so my criminal law knowledge comes from my excessive watching of Dateline. I'm happy to answer the best I can or try to find the answers for you. Okay. All right. That's my summary.
I'm glad that's over.
Yes. Yes.
Not that I was tired of him specifically, but I was just tired of the whole campaign of.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. And he, I mean, I be interested to see what happens now, like that he, yet, you know, he has the other charges and those will, can still go forward against him. But Starcasm does a really good job of compiling all this stuff. Neither of us follow his personal life. So we don't know if he was married, who he's dating, what he's alleged to be doing in that regard. But Instagram's Asia Hawks follows all the criminal stuff and does very good summaries and recaps of what is happening with that stuff. So if you want more details, if you want to see the pictures and things like that, I would say go to Starcasm's Instagram page or their website and see. I think they have a whole section specific to him. So that's it. That's all we got for this week. That's a lot. We had a lot this week.
That is a lot.
Yeah.
That's good,
yeah.
Though.
Yeah.
That's we good. Needed a lot for once.
For once. Yeah, no kidding. A lot to report on. And that's it. It's all we got. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate you guys. There was something I was going to say at the end of the show, but I can't remember what it is now. So couldn't have been that important, right?
Right.
All right. Thanks for tuning in. We are the Fraudcast and we're dumpster diving, so you don't have to.
Hey, fraudcasters. You know, I used to find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting. They were the first thing to take off when I got home. But Skims has changed all that. You guys know I love my Skims Fits Everybody t-shirt bras. I own them in just about every shade now. I wear them every single day when I leave the house. And they are completely worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give. But what I was not expecting from them was how comfortable they are. Even the underwire bras that I wear all day, I barely even notice. Definitely not the first thing I take off when I come home anymore. Y'all, I'm a 36 double D, and I've had a reduction, and I've gone up and down and lost weight and gained weight and all the things. And the Fits Everybody t-shirt bra, I swear, fits me the best. I finally found a t-shirt bra that I can wear. But not only that, it is the best bra that I own. It holds the girls in so well. And let me just say, Hetero Life Mate really appreciates these bras too. Shop Skims bras at skims.com. Now available in 62 sizes from a 30A to a 46H. Plus, get free shipping on orders over $75. And if you haven't yet, please be sure to let them know that we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show, The Fraudcast, in the drop-down menu that follows.